Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the council. My name is Ralph Davis Senior. My address is 229 Southwest Coliseum Place, Lacerda, Florida, 32025. I'm here tonight as a concerned citizen of this community and to bring you the issue of excessive force by officers of the Lacerda Police Department on children in this community. As elected officials, you are ultimately the ones who should hold those under your authority accountable for their actions or non-actions. On Thursday, September 8, 2011, officers of the Lacerda Police Department arrived in Cedar Park Apartments in reference to a disturbance call. During this disturbance, citizens of this community recorded videos showing officers using excessive force while arresting several juveniles for unknown reasons. First, I would like to say that as a former police officer, I understand how situations like this can quickly get out of control. If the initiating officers arriving on the scene do not make the right decisions. Secondly, even though I was not there, videos do not lie. It is almost impossible to justify the officers' actions after watching the videos of their misconduct. On the videos, I observe officers who had children under control, lying on the ground, handcuffed behind their backs, but for no apparent reasons, they still had their knees pressed down on the back of the children's necks. I also observed one officer with his weapon out, as if he was going to shoot anybody that comes near him, while at least 10 other officers were walking around him with their guns still inside their holsters. I also observed officers pulling handcuffed children up off the ground by their arms without using the proper stand-up techniques. I understand that this was a very contentious situation, but as a concerned citizen, this community expects better behavior from our men and women in uniform. For your information, there have been over 16 allegations of excessive force or false arrest in the past 2 years against the officers of the Lacerda Police Department. On behalf of this community, we are calling for an impartial and thorough investigation. And those who violate this community trust by using excessive force or making false arrests held accountable for their actions. Thank you for listening, and we will wait for your response.